Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 23rd. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Google's developing a new tablet and Hewlett-Packard shares are on the rise. Those stories and more coming up. But first, Samsung is making another run at that perennial techno-geek dream, the wrist communicator. The Journal's Bill Fantini has details.
The electronics firm plans to unveil a smartwatch in the next few months that works as a standalone phone, reportedly able to make and receive calls without being tethered to an actual smartphone, which is something most smartwatches already on the market can't do. Of course, it also will take photos, send email, and come with GPS, Bluetooth, and a heart monitor. Sources say the South Korean technology giant hopes to unveil the gadget by July. It'll run on the homegrown operating system Samsung co-developed with Intel. No word yet on what the device would be called or whether you would have to hold the watch up to your mouth to make calls. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
Google's proposed settlement with European Union antitrust authorities is under increasing threat of being revised or scrapped as politicians on the continent try to make hay in the run-up to the European Parliament elections. Politicians from France and Germany recently have ramped up rhetoric in favor of more tightly regulating the web giant. Google has pledged to dedicate space for competitors atop its search results, and company officials say the settlement, which aims to resolve accusations Google abuses its dominance in online search to promote its own businesses, already is fair and tougher than regulators might get by pressing formal antitrust charges. Meanwhile, Google is developing a new cutting-edge tablet as it continues to experiment with advanced vision capabilities for mobile devices. People briefed on the company's plans say Google plans to produce about 4,000 of the prototype tablets starting next month. It would come with a 7-inch screen and would have two back cameras, infrared depth sensors, and advanced software that can capture precise three-dimensional images of objects. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fare to end the week.
You just watched the market close in Shanghai. New York doesn't open for a couple of hours, so there's time to fit in a session at the gym. Squeeze in a haircut, go hit a few balls at the driving range, shoot off some emails, and maybe even breakfast across town. And you'll still be the first one in the office. You're always ready to go the extra mile. Fortunately, so is your Cadillac. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts make sure your Cadillac is as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Stocks ended higher. The Nasdaq up 31 at 41.85. The Dow was up 63 at 16,606. The S&P up 8 at a new all-time closing high of 1900. Hewlett-Packard shares up 6%. Earnings were in line with forecasts. HP plans to increase the number of eliminated positions by between 11 and 16,000 as part of a restructuring program adopted in 2012. GameStop up 4% after reporting better than expected first quarter earnings and affirming its full year outlook. Continued strong demand for gaming consoles helped drive sales growth. FireEye shares up about 3.5%. The company was upgraded to an overweight rating by Barclays. Apple up 1% today. Google up almost 1.5%. Facebook added about 1%. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.